Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In today's episode of our podcast, I thought I'd share with you my story and my journey and the sort of things that you need to do when it comes to building an empire through property. Now, for me, I made every mistake that anyone could possibly make. So I speak from a place of experience, having lost everything. However, what I did pick up along the way and what I urge on members of our community to replicate and to focus on is not so much the deal that you're looking for. That's the high level takeaway. Don't focus on the deal. If you're looking for that needle in a haystack, that wonderful property that ticks all of your boxes, you're focusing on the wrong thing. What you should be focusing on is not finding the elusive deal, but the activity that you undertake. So it's a function of your activities that will find you the deal, not actually looking like a detective with a magnifying glass. It's the amount of effort or activity that you put in. If you picture it like a funnel, and anyone who's ever worked in sales has heard of a sales funnel. So if you're looking to find one sale, you usually will have some sort of algorithm, some rule of thumb, some law of averages that you're going to follow. So you may think that, or you may know from experience, that you have to make 30 phone calls to get one sale. You'll make 30 calls, 15 of those people won't even answer the phone. And of the 15 that answer the phone, 10 might hang up on you. 5 people you may have a conversation. Of the 5, only one will be interested. So it kind of looks like 30, 15, 5, 1. Do you focus on the one? No, you focus on the 30 calls that you have to make. If you need to make 3 sales, then you'll have to make 90 calls. And it's no different when you're looking for that elusive property sale that is going to add another rung to your ladder of success. How many properties do you have to look at to get the one? Now, my magic formula, my golden rule was 20. Whether it's on market or off market or however you're looking, you need to get 20 into your funnel. So have 20 to in order to have 4 that have legs. I call it 4 with legs because if you go to 20 open homes in the area that you're looking at and the type of property you're looking for, let's say that you're looking to buy a renovation property that you want to flip for cash flow. So instead of looking for the needle in the haystack of that property that ticks all your boxes that you're able to flip and wandering around willy-nilly, you need a process, a predictable formula. So if we work by the what I call my golden equation, 20 to get one. So you're going to look for 20 properties that as a high level overview pass muster. So what would I look at? I'd probably look for anything with 3 bedrooms and 1 bathroom. Reason for that is they don't build them like that anymore, and it's probably going to be a 60s or 70s property if it's only a 3 bedroom, 1 bathroom. So it's probably ripe for renovation. So if you filter the properties on market, say it doesn't have to be sexy or exciting or the deal of the decade or something that you've found that no one else will find, just look for 20 properties that are 3 bedroom, 1 bathroom. And you can do that on realestate.com.au. So that's top of your funnel. I'm going to go and look at 20 properties. So earmark those 20, and that means you're going to 20 open for inspections. You're calling 20 agents, whatever it takes. 20 are going into your funnel. Now, of those 20, probably 16 are a write-off. Maybe not a write-off straight away online. You can't tell, the pictures look good. Then when you pull up to it to go to an open for inspection, you say, oh, is this it? I didn't realize it was on a busy main road. I didn't realize it had the power lines behind it. Whatever it is, sometimes it'll just rule itself out straight away. Other times you'll go in, you'll look, you'll talk to the agent. Maybe it's already been renovated. Maybe there's not much value you can add and you can write it off, or it may be that there's too much work to do. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear and it just doesn't fit your parameters. Out of the 20 then, if you're really brutal about it, because let's face it, there are some things, if your strategy is renovation, just things that you cannot renovate away. You cannot renovate over power lines. You cannot renovate away a main road and traffic noise. So it's automatically a write-off for your strategy, but you will find 4 that have good bones that you could renovate, that's in a good area where all the houses around them have been renovated, where you can see, and let's face it, in this market, people are paying a premium for renovated properties. They want the uplift already there. Because the market's so uncertain, people want to make sure that all the bells and whistles are already on the property. They don't want to have to engage builders. They don't want to have to find tradies or buy materials and wait 6 months for them to be delivered. So they're prepared to pay more for a property that has had the work done. So if you're a renovator, you've got a captive market. You're giving the market what it wants. So you know your end buyer, you know what they're wanting. And you know that 4 out of the 20 properties you looked at tick those boxes, and you can do something with it. Now, in any business, the definition of what success is and what the opportunity is where you can give a hungry market. So there's a demand for what you're providing. In other words, here, a renovated product. You can deliver to a market what it wants, whereby the cost of you to deliver that is less than what the market is willing to pay for it. That arbitrage is your profit. They're willing to pay more than what it costs you to give it to them. So it's ticked all those boxes and you've got 4 of them. And then you want to work your numbers backwards to what you can acquire that property for. So in this market, which is very much a buyer's market, it's not a function of what the seller is asking for. The seller may say, I want $500,000. That's irrelevant to you. What you're going to say to yourself is, if I am providing a product to a market whereby I can make a profit, I can sell it to them for more than it costs me to produce, then what does it cost me to produce and what will they pay for it? So the asking price of the seller is totally irrelevant to you if you are acting commercially and building an empire through property. What is relevant to you is, what is my profit going to be on this deal? What is the return on investment of my time and resources and energies going into this? And is it worth my while? So if you know up front, okay, this renovation with what I'm going to do to it, maybe you're going to add a bedroom, maybe you're just going to give it a cosmetic renovation. Either way, if you say to yourself, well, I know the end product, what I'm going to produce will sell for $600,000, then work backwards. What will it cost me to bring that to market? So if I could sell it for $600, I've got to take my stamp duty off there. When I go to sell it, I'm going to have to pay an agent's commission. Then, of course, there's all the hard costs of the renovation that I'm going to have to pay, plus marketing, plus holding costs on any loan and council rates and everything else, insurance. Working that backwards, that may take us from the $600 you sell it for, plus all the costs it's going to take you to get there. That may take you to $400. And then you may say from there, wow, it's going to cost me $200,000 to do all this. That takes me to $400 plus. What do I need to be paid? This is going to take me 2 months. That's 2 months of my life. I've got to project manage it. I wouldn't get out of bed to do this for less than, say, $25,000. Insert your own number in there. Don't forget to pay yourself. So working backwards, we can sell it for $600. It's going to cost us $200 to get it to market with what we want to produce. So already we can't pay more than $400 for it, but then I want to get $25,000 out of it for me. So what I can afford to offer is $375,000. Again, the law of averages, it's a numbers game. 20 to get 4 to get 1. Ultimately, you need to offer a figure that works for you and gives you a profit. And then it's a numbers game. You have to stick to your numbers. Emotion doesn't come into it. What's right is what works for you. And what works for you is not necessarily any relation to what the seller is asking for. So if you are wanting to build wealth and build an empire through property, you have to get laser focused about your end game, your goal, and your strategy to get there. And then the law of averages, the activity you have to undertake, not the result, the activity to bring things and deals and leads into your hopper. And then ultimately the numbers to give you the profit that's going to come out the end of that hopper or that funnel. If your strategy, for example, is rental properties, buy and hold, then you're going to be wanting to look at yield. And so you're going to get 20 properties that fit the bill for yield. Easy in this market, rents are going through the roof. It's a tight, tight market. So again, you're going to reverse engineer those numbers at the bottom of your funnel to make sure that it gives you the yield that you want. If your strategy is development, small developments or subdivisions or splitter blocks, same thing applies. Probably more wriggle room there because the profits are going to be greater. But what can I afford to pay for this property so that I can get the profit I want? Don't forget, because the market's turned and it's no longer a seller's market, it's a buyer's market. Perfect time for you to build an empire and wealth through property. It's just a question on what you focus on. And for the last couple of years, we've been focused on the seller. What will they want? How many other offers are they? What are they going to be likely to do? What do I need to offer to please them to get close to what will get the deal over the line? Now it's completely different. What do I want and what do I have to do to get there? What are the averages? How many properties are going to pass muster? And not how do I find that goose that laid the golden egg, that needle in the haystack, but what is the activity that I have to do every single day or every single weekend in order to get that one deal? And then you have a repeatable process. And then that goes into your timetable of what you do every day. So it could be that you work 9 to 5 and that's your day job. What do you have to do in order to get 20 properties into your hopper? Is it that you have to do half an hour research 2 or 3 nights a week? What do you have to do to get to the point where you get it from 20 to 4? Is that you have to go every Saturday and look at 20 homes that are open for inspection? And then from the 4, how do you get to the 1? You have to put in 4 offers on those 20 homes. So how do you fine-tune your offer and work out your numbers? At the end of the day, it's a function of not what the seller wants and not what the market says, but focus on you and the things that you can control. And what you can control is what you do. If you value things outside of your control, if you put huge value on what interest rates are doing or what the market's doing or what property prices are likely to do, that is, you'd agree, something outside of your control. So the more you value things outside of your control, the less control you actually have. What you can control is the things that you do. So yeah, the market's changed, the winds of change are blowing. What can you do? You can adjust your sales. Perfect time to focus on you and your goals and the activity that you need to undertake to reach those goals. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia. And just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.